are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
All right, time to get into our deep dive. We are speaking on New Year budgeting and biblical principles. We're focusing today on debt, contentment, and self-control. Now, we live in a world that encourages us to buy now and you'll worry about it later, right? Credit is easy and pressure to keep up with others is absolutely everywhere. But the Bible warns us that debt can become a form of bondage and that contentment is a great protection for our hearts. Learning to live within our means is not about missing out. It's about choosing freedom and peace. So let's talk about it. Our pastor joins us on the line to take us through the lesson on debt, contentment, and self-control. My pastor, good morning. Welcome back to the program.
Good morning. Thank you for having me back.
Thank you so much for making time for us. Why is debt so easy to fall into? What is it about it that makes it so easy to fall into? And I feel like it's especially in this day and age, it's so easy to fall into debt and so difficult to get out of it.
Debt for sure is easy to get into it in the sense that along the way, there is what we may call unexpected expenses, such as the medical bills, you know, car repair. You're not expecting and you didn't even plan for it. It just comes. So because of that, you fall into debts. Then the other thing is lack of budgeting and financial planning is one of the aspects that can, you know, make us to fall into debt so easily. And also low financial literacy is one of the factor. And so, you know, keeping up with the society expectations, one wants to maintain a status quo in the society. You can fall into debt so easily because you want to be above the level. And so you don't want to, you know, to fall down. And these reasons, they're the ones that can make us to fall into debt so easily. However, it's hard also to escape, you know, from debt. Why? Because the interest keeps adding up, and also the payments. Yes, and the payments often cover interest, and financial stress can be overwhelming. So it's really difficult to escape debt.
Yeah. And especially when people take on debt for for small things or things that are not really that necessary or things that don't need to be, you know, that you don't need to take on credit. So I don't know, things like maybe things like groceries, those things that yield really high interest, where the debt is really high interest, clothing, these clothing accounts and things like that. Where the interest is so high, where at the end of the day, you're paying so much and you're paying at a time where the novelty or the fun of the thing has already worn off. You know what I mean? Like the thing.
Yes, sure.
The excitement of the thing has worn off, but you still owe money on it. And that is one of the most annoying things to have to pay for when you've already finished enjoying the thing, but you still have to pay for it.
Exactly. They're still waiting for you to make some payments.
Exactly. So what does the Bible mean when it says that the borrower is the slave to the lender?
In fact, you can just go direct to the scripture in the Bible and to be precise, Proverbs chapter 22 and verse number 7, which says, the rich rule over the poor and the borrower is a servant to the lender. So essentially, when you borrow money, you are giving the lender a level of control over your finances.
Yeah.
So you are obligated to repay, and that can impact your financial freedom. So it's not saying it's bad to borrow, but the scripture or this verse highlights the importance of being mindful of debt, you know, implications. Of debt implications. Likewise, the idea is that debt can be create a form of servitude where financial obligations dictate choices, are limiting freedom and flexibility. So it's not just about the money, it's about the impact on decision making and priorities. For example, I think this is a very good example. You know, debt might mean putting off goals like buying a home, you know, retiring or pursuing a passion. However, the verse encourages awareness of these trade-offs and considering alternatives like saving or budgeting to maintain a financial autonomy.
And how does contentment then come into it? How does contentment help to protect us from unnecessary spending?
Sure. You know, in as much as we are discussing, especially now, today's discussion, important we pay attention to this aspect of being content of what we have. You see, when we are content with what we have, we are less likely to spend on things we don't need.
Right.
It is about appreciating the now, and recognizing that enough is well enough. However, contentment helps us, number one, avoiding keeping up with others. In other words, competing with others. You see your friend is direct. You don't have even the money to meet on that level. And you'd want also to borrow so that you can maintain the same level.
Sure.
Meaning you're not content, you're not living within your means.
Yeah.
And so when you look at the aspect of being content, it helps us to avoid such kind of us own experiences of possessions. And reduce impulse buyings and buys, and also save for real goals, not just once.
Mm-hmm.
So to be content is something that is very, very important,
yeah.
Very, very important to live within our means.
Yes, yes.
Sure.
And what role would you say self-control plays in good money management?
So, you know, self-control is like the brakes on a car.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we can say in opening this aspect.
Mm-hmm.
That self-control is like the brakes on a car.
Right.
It helps us, you know, stop when we need to.
Yes.
So in money management, it means resisting impulse buys.
Mm-hmm.
And also sticking to your budget. You mm-hmm. stick to your budget. Meaning you're using your self-control. So now I can't I can step over this point. I need to stay within my budget,
yes.
within this given budget.
Mm-hmm.
You avoiding the debt traps,
mm-hmm.
okay? And you'll be also making the intentional financial decisions. Intentional financial decisions.
Right.
Many a time, when someone doesn't have self-control in, you know, money management, there will be nothing like intentional financial decisions.
Mm-hmm.
There will be intentional financial decisions.
Yeah.
So it's very, very important.
Yeah.
Then it's about aligning spending with values and goals, not just reacting to wants. It's about aligning spending with values and goals. Very, very important.
Yes, yes. Beautiful. And what are some of the practical steps that someone can take if they are already in debt?
Okay, so you see, when someone is already in debt or when we are in debt, it's very important that we follow the following steps that I'm going to bring forth.
Mm-hmm.
And the first one, someone has to list all the debts.
Okay.
What you owe, interest, then the due debts. And the second one, you pay off high interest debts.
Okay.
First. Or start with the smallest debt.
Okay.
Then the third one, make a budget to pay debts regularly. Think one should underline that word, regularly.
Mm-hmm.
Make a budget to pay debts regularly. Then the fourth one, talk to the lenders about payments plan. There must be that negotiation.
Mm-hmm.
You need to come up with a plan. You know, many times I've seen people, they stop even picking up calls from where they got the money from, which is not a good thing. Sure. So you need to make a plan. You come to terms. Then the fifth one, you cut X debt. So your budget must be adjusted for you to ensure that you pay the debts.
Mm-hmm.
Once you adjust your daily budget or your normal budget, it means the huge amount of money you are saving or you are putting aside so that you can settle the debts. This is very, very important.
Mm.
So by virtue of following all these steps that I've just mentioned, it can help one to settle the debts.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much, my pastor, for coming through. Very important and practical steps that you've shared there. And for anyone who is already in debt, trying to find a way to come out, as the pastor has shared, some very simple ways, simple beginnings to start to take yourself out of that. And thank you so much for the lesson on, you know, contentment, self-control, the breaks that help you to know, okay, now it's time to stop. Now this is enough. Helps you separate your wants from your needs. And all of that. Very important, very practical lessons that we all need. Thank you so much, Pastor. We'll connect again tomorrow, same time, same place.
Thank you very much.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.